This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
To the whole show, powered by Chevron, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Oh boy. 106 to 80 last night, game two, Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota just absolutely smothered the Nuggets. There's so many bullet points we're going to go over today. I want to hear from you guys, the hooligans out there, on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And get at me. I mean, I asked the poll question last night, is it over? Is this thing done? And most the sentiment right now is that it's done, but they won't get swept. You can't get swept. Like, that's mission number one. You're the defending NBA champions until you are eliminated from the playoffs. You can't get swept. You got to find a way to get this thing back to Denver. Not that home court really had anything to do with anything last night. I mean, it felt like a Minnesota home game by the end of that. You're hearing MVP chants for Anthony Edwards. You're hearing Wolves in four chants coming down because a lot of the Nuggets fans left. It was terrible. I mean, first quarter, for the most part, was all right. It was 28-20 Minnesota at the end of that one. But then outscored 33-15 in the second, and that's where things really got bad. They scored how many points in the first half? 35 points in the first half. 35. The Nuggets score 35 points in a quarter a lot of times throughout the regular season and makes it look easy. Where do we want to start here? Let's start with Minnesota's defense. I'm saying it right now. If Minnesota can give you one half of defense like that the rest of the way, Nuggets against the Thunder, against the Celtics, they're going to win the title. And they might, I'm not going to get crazy here and say that they're not going to lose it all, but I could see them. Maybe who knows, they could sweep Denver. They could sweep OKC. That defense, telling you guys, that defense is the kind of defense that changes the NBA. And I mean, what we were seeing was, and listen, did the refs miss a few calls? Sure, they do all the time. They do every game. They are human. I'm not putting anything on the officiating last night. That was maybe some rough stuff in the paint, but that was on both sides. Maybe some rough stuff on Joker and even Edwards down there, Karl Anthony Towns. But as far as the double teams that we were seeing on Jamal Murray, roughing up Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon at times, that's not an officiating thing. That was just old school. We are going to pick up the point guard at half court. We're going to wear him out. By the time he gets to the top of the key, he's already going to be gassed. We're going to wear him out again. And these are again, Jamal has the calf thing. Okay. But these have always kind of been the discussions about Jamal Murray. He's an inconsistent player. He could be a superstar if he played at his best every single night. Without the injury, with the injury, he doesn't do that. He's an inconsistent player. He's traditionally a two guard. He became a point guard for the Nuggets. So when you go at him, which was, I mean, Mike Inouye, of course, we know him from his days with the Nuggets, but he's now basically the mouthpiece for the Timberwolves while Finch is rehabbing on the bench. But the things he was saying about how they are going to go at the three stars for the Nuggets, The way they're going to play Nikola Jokic, we're going to play that for you a little bit later on. The way they're going to go at Nikola Jokic, the way they are going to absolutely smother Jamal Murray, blitz him, is what Norrie said. Blitz Jamal. Because what do you do with a point guard that maybe is not the strongest passer in the world, that really does do most of his work in space? He loves dribbling around, moving around. He's not good at getting, you know how a good point guard can sometimes just almost work it so they get a defender on their hip and they can kind of manipulate, not letting that guy get in front of them. They can almost use that defender as a shield. And then when they see the double team, it's coming, they quickly know what to do with it. Jamal's not really that kind of a point guard. He's an aggressive point guard. He's gonna try to create space to hit that little fadeaway jumper that he loves. He'll get to the rim a lot. But he's not really that kind of a point guard. So what do you do to a guy like that where his strength is freedom on the offensive side of the ball and not really working the ball around, passing? I mean, he's not that great of a passer. So that game plan worked. And then, you know, Michael Porter Jr., it's shut down the three as much as we possibly can. Porter is good off the ball, getting to the rim. He doesn't do it a lot because, honestly, I think he knows his own body. He can't handle that kind of punishment on a nightly basis. I mean, he's not the greatest finisher. Good at getting to the rim, not the best finisher. This was, I got to tell you, it was obviously one of the worst games I remember seeing by the Nuggets, but as I'm watching, I can't help but almost feel like a traitor because I was astonished watching the Timberwolves. I love Anthony Edwards. I love his demeanor. I love his attitude. I love what he brings both mentally and physically to not only the Timberwolves, but to the NBA. And it's really just unfortunate that the Nuggets have to be the victims of this. Because you had guys that were just dedicating themselves to defense. And Minnesota is a good defensive team. But this was something different last night. And now you have this strong proof of concept. It's like, okay, we know we're good at defense. But if we play like that, that smothering style of defense every night, every game in these playoffs, we're going to be lifting a trophy. And the Nuggets had no answers for it. You know, they kept going with the pick and roll, just wasn't working. Then they tried to get cute with things. And again, it was just a perfect storm of negative chaos. Eastside Chris texting in on the First Advantage text line. If the Nuggets were to get swept, can we claim the best team to be swept? No. No, because you beat the Lakers, but you didn't look good doing it. I don't think we've seen an actual Nuggets game like we know this team a month ago or a year ago in the playoffs. I haven't seen that style of basketball from the Nuggets in over a month. Even in some, you know, they had a hell of a run after the All-Star break. But even in a lot of those games, they were playing with their food. Kept getting down by big, you know, double digits in the first half. And I worried about that because, okay, it's great that you can come back from that, but sooner or later, teams are just going to figure out how to hold on to leads. The Lakers kind of did. And again, Lakers fans that are really going after Nuggets fans today, it's like, dude, the Nuggets have looked like crap for six games, honestly. Not all, the entire six games, but a good chunk of them. And you beat LA 4-1. So I don't feel good about this team. Can Denver still come back and win the series? If they play like we're used to seeing them, and that does unfortunately start with the guy that's hurt, and Jamal Murray, and Michael's filling in for Angel for a moment. Keep an eye on the ESPNs for me, Michael. We're going to find out if Jamal Murray is going to get suspended for tossing the heat pack out onto the floor. He should be. You are throwing an object out on the floor. So if he can't go, and Reggie Jackson can't go, you're not going to have a full-time point guard.
I don't think he should be suspended.
He should absolutely be suspended. You can't throw objects onto the floor. You'd kick a fan out for doing that.
I know, but like I've seen other things in this playoffs where people should be suspended, and it's like, no, it's
you've seen someone throw something out on the floor while guys were in the middle of play where they could slip on that and break an ankle.
No, but I saw guys like fighting each other, and it's like need to do better.
Throwing an object out on the floor gets a fan kicked out. For a player to do that, that's a terrible look, man. I wouldn't be shocked. I was shocked he didn't get ejected last night.
I'd fine him.
Well, they're going to fine him. But Jamal Murray, and I want to get into that too, his antics last night. Oof. And then he didn't speak to the media for two games in a row now. He didn't speak to the media at the end, man. Own up to it. I know he's hurting, but he's out there. You're either too hurt to play or you play. And he's out playing. And this isn't taking away some of his heroics. Without him, you're not getting past the Lakers. But you got to have better output from him. And I'm not just talking about scoring the ball. Sticky ball. Knowing what to do with that basketball when the double is coming. Instead of finally getting rid of the basketball and turning to the ref in mid-play and complaining. The rest of your, now it's 4-on-5. Because you turned your back and you're waving your arms. They're not calling it. Get over it. And I want to talk about this later on in the show. Is just complaining in the NBA, how they have to do something to change this. Dixon texting in, Minnesota was up and everybody's chilly all night long, and Nuggets couldn't handle the ball pressure, making stupid passes that weren't there, etc. Yeah. I mean, and this isn't in a way, like, I'm absolutely impressed by Minnesota. They're way better than I gave them credit for. I didn't, you know, game one, everyone was acting like it was a blowout. That wasn't that big of a deal. That was just a tough game. Last 3 minutes or so, Minnesota pulled away. It wasn't panic time. It was, all right, you got to get right in game two. Game two, who were they playing? Who is this imposter? Who are these imposters donning the 5280 jerseys all the time? And Nikola Jokic and MVP, like, that didn't look, none of them looked really like any Nugget I remember seeing in the last year and a half, 2 years, three. Dixon says, we probably should have seen the writing on the wall. One team playing almost perfect and the best defense in the league. Other team advanced but looked terrible doing it and came in less than 100%. Nuggets do not look like the experienced champ. They look like the immature deer in the headlights and crybabies. Crybabies is what sucks. Like that, you just earned a bad reputation last night. You became public enemy number one. To a lot of NBA fans, because you were complaining this whole way, and that one's even tougher to take. You add the loss, and it was bad, but then all the complaining, and then Jamal throwing the heat pack out there, like it's not a good look. Minnesota was the best defense throughout the course of the year. I mean, they allowed 106 points per game, but come on. Even though we know that they're the best, they were the best defense in the NBA, what we saw last night was otherworldly. That was different. 106 points. Dude, I would love 106 points in that game. That's a tie game right there. You're going to overtime. You scored 80. 80 points in this game. And I got some numbers I want to go over a little bit, too. It's just, there's a lot of interesting things about last night. You know, you look at Joker individually. He had 16 points, 16 rebounds, 8 assists. But that snapped his franchise record for the longest streak of 20-plus points in a game at 25 consecutive playoff games. It marks his sixth double-double this postseason. So, I mean, Joker was not great, but I can't really say it's on Joker. The offense goes through him, but if you can't get to him, if Jamal can't find different and creative ways to get him the ball, and guys just are not finding any openings, what do you do? And that is why Michael Malone has paid the big bucks to try to find the adjustment. Texter, I will say the obvious no call in Towns where he ran through Murray kind of started the snowball that couldn't be stopped. Yeah, man. I mean, we always kind of say you want your head coaches to go out and fight for your guys. I didn't feel like that was the appropriate moment. Wasn't that in the first quarter? And it was starting to get kind of ornery on him. The game was kind of going away. And Malone goes out and just, he's losing his mind. And I'm thinking he's going to get kicked out of this thing. Was it a bad? Yeah, the ref probably knew it was. A lot of Minnesota fans are saying, man, Anthony Edwards stares somebody down and gets a technical. Malone is actually absolutely berating the ref. Well, the ref probably knew he screwed up big time on that one. And so not only didn't kick him out of the game, he didn't even give him a technical. Let's read some text. Big Hub, it looks bad for the Nuggets. You played from behind all series against the Lakers and win from them just being bad. You don't come to play against Minnesota, and now it looks like the life is sucked out of Denver. And of course, Murray is getting locked up. Looks like a middle schooler and throwing things on the court. This one is unfortunately over. I can't commit to that yet. I'm close. I just have a hard time. They're the NBA champs. They play like the damn Nuggets. And this is a series. Texter here from the 970. If that team shows up in Minnesota, it's over in four. Denver didn't show up. Oh, absolutely. You get this again? Yeah. It's over. Let's be done. Figure out what's going to happen in the offseason. Which, if they get swept, my goodness. If they lose this series 4-1, there's going to be at least one significant change for the Nuggets. And I'll get into that later, too. Just looking at the contracts. Because I think Murray's in his contract year coming up next season. McLean says Murray won't be, but should be suspended. He threw an object on the court twice. Yeah, he threw a towel before that. And he says it's not over yet. Is he not going to be suspended? Because if we haven't heard anything yet, doesn't that mean he's not going to be? I don't see it. But man, now you're starting to get a lot of people on the socials and the interwebs go at the Nuggets for different reasons. And that's the unfortunate part. You know, last year it was, you're fake champions, and it was an easier run, and Joker's not as good as these other MVPs. Now they're coming at your personalities, and you could have helped that. You could have helped that. Dixon says, that no call kind of set the tone for almost an excuse to whine all night. Yeah, you got to pick your spots as a head coach to come out and fight for your guys. I didn't feel like that was the time. He was so damn mad, and it was the first period. You can't get tossed right now. Go fight for your guys. But you were out in the middle of the floor laying into the official. Flying Dutchman says, oh, he sent me some CU stuff. Yeah, I'll probably get there. I think Coach Malone freaked out when he realized he didn't have a single matchup advantage. And our bench was bad again, except for Holiday. Yeah, Holiday's been all right. You listen, if they get swept, they get smoked in this series, even 4-1 or whatever, we're going to have those conversations. You can't keep doing the whole, and when Joker's off the floor, how will they score? You got to do something. But the problem is, and a lot of people are going to Calvin Booth today, general manager, you're paying four guys top dollar. Joker's at his max. Jamal's high up there. MPJ's got a fat contract. Gordon's got a fat contract. That's the price you pay for having the quote-unquote best starting lineup in basketball. Is your bench will struggle. And this is the balancing act that you see great general managers have to do. They have to perform. But is it over? I'm telling you, if this Nuggets team can look inward and find how to get back to who they were, then Minnesota's still a damn good team. Minnesota on their best night versus Nuggets on their best night. Give me the Nuggets, barely, maybe. Because I felt that I was that damn confident before the series started. But you got the perfect storm of chaos, like I said. You have Minnesota playing defense at an elite level. I don't recall seeing a performance like that in my lifetime. I'm getting people say, oh, the 80s Pistons. I mean, all I've seen is clips. I didn't actually witness those games. This looked old school. It was cool to see it. I hope this is a lesson to a lot of teams in the league. I hope this is a lesson to officials. I think they should let them play. The complaining's going to go away if you let them play, man. Complaining starts when the refs start giving in. We didn't used to see wide receivers in the NFL put their hands up after every damn time they go out for a pass. until we started calling pass interference like crazy. Now, wide receivers are conditioned to look for it. That's the same in the NBA. McLean Murray must be hurt. Usually, you don't want to piss him off if you're an opponent. Yeah, he's hurt. Oh, he's definitely hurt. Like, it's true. Is it an excuse? No. It will not be an asterisk for me because, honestly, they weren't playing great before he got hurt. Tim Conley in line for playoff MVP. Freaking Tim Conley. Basically builds a championship team in Denver. And then what does he do? He leaves because he wants to kind of get more dollars, equity dollars and things like that with Minnesota. And he just goes and builds a team up to beat Denver. Like that's a Breaking Bad Sopranos type move right there. Just one of those badass characters. I'll build up a championship team. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go build up another one to stop my own championship team. Big Hub says, I'll give Denver the benefit of the doubt. They're playing MJ, Anthony, Ant Edwards. Sure seems like it. Texter, although the bench was not the reason for the two losses, I think they have a big cause to the overall picture. The starters are worn out from the season. They looked burnt out last night, man. Heart of a champion. Joker said it after game two. Winning is a lifestyle for us. And you're thinking, okay, the mindset's still there. They're not looking great. They're getting off to bad starts, but the mindset's still there. Joker's responses to some of the questions last night, like, hey, how do you think you guys will show up game three? It was just kind of like, we'll see. A lot of bad stuff in this game. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly from last night. The good, the bad, the ugly is presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. This is completely different from what we're talking about. But the good for me is Colorado State. It's a basketball team. They're getting some guys now. Okay, get this. I know it's a sore subject talking about the Nuggets right now, but the Rams got a 7-foot, 230-pound big man from Serbia named Nikola. I think it's Djapa. It's D-J-A-P-A. Michael, spell check for me. D-J-A-P-A. That's got to be Djapa. Nikola Djapa. Good things happen when you get a Nikola from Serbia. So that's cool. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Bowen Bourne, talked about him, the 5'11" guard coming over to CSU. Jalen Crocker Johnson, we discussed him last week with Kevin Lytle. So basically good. Bad, Jamal Murray. Injury, no injury, the complaining, the throwing, it was awful. I was so upset. I was embarrassed. I was tired. And I couldn't believe we saw Jamal act that way. And then he doesn't own up to it and doesn't do a postgame. He doesn't do a postgame presser twice. So now the whole UFC thing, when he was watching a UFC fight during one of his pressers earlier in the season, I laughed it off and said I don't have a problem with it. When by itself, I don't. But now that you put it up with everything else... Yeah, kind of frustrating. It's all kind of... I'm in a really negative spot on Jamal Murray today. And you guys know me. I've said this for years. I raise Jamal Murray to the highest of expectations. So I come down a lot more than I do most players. Because I feel like that guy has the makings to be an all-time great. But he's not really lived up to it. The ugly, obviously... 35 in the first half. Get the hell out of here. 35 points in the first half? Micah, you could probably... 719 texting in. I think Jamal getting suspended for game three might actually help the Nuggets. It allows Denver to attack differently as well as make Minnesota after defend different from how they have in games one and two. Aaron texting that in. Well, who's the point guard, though? Because Reggie Jackson, is he going to be a go? Is it Christian Brown? Jalen Pickett? I mean, there's only on the roster, on the depth chart, there's only two guys listed as true point guards, and that's Jamal Murray and Reggie Jackson. So if Jamal gets suspended and Reggie can't go, What does that look like? 30 minutes after the hour. Yeah, destroyed that clock. All right, we're going to take a quick break, read some more texts on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Lay it on me. Let me know how you're feeling. Is it over? They getting swept? Or do the Nuggets still have that fight, the heart of a champion, that dog in them? It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Isaiah Stevens, guard for the CSU Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, Lemons Heating and Cooling's going to help you cool off this summer. Maybe they can cool off the Timberwolves, too. Maybe we could use the services of Lemons Heating and Cooling when it comes to that. Well, I know there's a lot of listeners out there. You have those weird rooms. You have those areas in the house where this one's too cold and this one's too hot. And it's not really the Goldilocks thing either. Sometimes you don't really find that sweet spot. You don't find that room that's just right, unless you might consider calling Lemons Heating and Cooling. They'll help you out. They're an HVAC contractor here in Greeley. Free estimates available. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. 35 minutes after the hour, my Chipper's Lanes poll question of the day. Should Jamal Murray be suspended for Game 3? I mean, listen, it's still better to have Jamal out there than not, because who else is running the point if Reggie can't go? That's a big deal. But there were times in that game last night where I thought, is it better to have him out there? Because he just looked so lousy. 73% of the hooligans are saying yes, he should be suspended for tossing a heat pad or pack or whatever onto the court last night. 27% saying no. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Smitty texting in on our First Advantage text line. Let Murray go to free agency when his contract is up. He's too inconsistent. I'll root for Minnesota when they beat the Nuggets. They make me want to watch. This is what I was thinking about last night while watching this game. I mean, I was obviously embarrassed for the Nuggets. It absolutely sucked. But Minnesota playing that style of defense is what's going to make the person that's not really a casual fan come over to the NBA. They're going to make that person that says, "Oh, I don't like the NBA because of flopping." And Michael likes to say, "Oh, NBA doesn't play defense." We have a fun argument back and forth. I know where you really what you really feel on that. But the people like that. Now, there's too much flopping. They let them get away with everything. If officials called a game like last night and allow a defense to flat out be aggressive, that was fun. Dude, defense can be fun, folks. It's not all about offense. That was, again, it wasn't fun. But if I was watching that from a fan on the outside looking in, I'm not a fan of the Nuggets. I'm just watching the NBA playoffs. Then that would have been really impressive. That would have been really fun to watch. Because it just from the objective view, the facts are that Minnesota was fantastic on defense, and that should excite you if you're even remotely a basketball fan. So I do think that they're good for the NBA. I hope the Nuggets can solve it. I think Anthony Edwards is great for the NBA. I think he's going to have a wonderful career. I sure seems like he's on his way to being the closest thing to Michael Jordan, but he's got to do it for a while. I think this is his fourth year, and he's really starting to, ramp up this year. He was good last year, but he raised his game to another level this year. And like I said earlier in the week, these playoffs sometimes can take a good player and turn them into a great player because they see him. They see it. The confidence thing is a real thing. It's unfortunate we never saw Jamal take off like that. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. What's up, my man?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, I've been better, Lonster.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that makes one of us.
Really?
What's on your mind?
You know, on this Jamal McGary thing, I have never been a huge fan of his for some reason.
Is it because of his inconsistent play or, you know?
I think it's his consistent and the way that he acts. I mean, that was a straw that broke the camel's back last night.
It does seem like the last couple of years he's gotten a bit more snippy with the media, it feels like.
He really has. And I'll tell you what, after that tirade last night, he should be suspended. And he should be fined pretty heavily, too.
I think he'll definitely get fined. I think he's going to get suspended, but as the day goes on here, I'm wondering if maybe they're not going to.
You know what? I don't know. But there's no reason for that to be out there and throw stuff out on the court. Because I was listening to the part of the broadcast last night, and Jason thought it was a fan that threw something out on the court.
I did, too. Yeah, I did, too. And, of course, Lonster, you were listening to it right here on KFKA, of course.
Yes, I was.
Okay, are they done? Is it over? Is this series cooked?
I'm going to say where they're playing, it's over.
So are they getting swept?
You know what? I think they'll be lucky to maybe win one game.
Can't get swept. You just can't get swept. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? We need comfort food.
So you come to me for the comfort thing. Exactly.
I think so, yeah.
God, how do I bail you guys out? I should get paid for this mess.
I know. I thought we were. You're not getting those checks?
You know what? Every time I do it, it bounces.
Well, it's radio, Lonster. What are you having, dude?
You know what? I'm going to ask me some Nashville chicken tenders and some cherry tomatoes and maybe a few of those crisp crackers.
A little hot sauce action coming your way too.
Well, you know what? They're hot enough. You really don't need any hot sauce on it.
All right, Lonster, enjoy your lunch, my friend. And hey, we get to chew on this until Friday. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, really. We have more to chew on and what we can get away with. You know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, for sure.
Got a big one tonight. We're gonna have Kyle Fredrickson join us from the Gazette as the Avs start their series off against the Stars. And boy, do we need a win. We need something. We need something positive tonight. So he's going to help us kind of talk about the major concerns going into this series. I'm pumped for it. I'm excited. I wish the Nuggets could have found a way to get it done last night, and we'd come in with, wow, okay, the Nuggets even the series, and it's time for the Avs to go up 1-0. But now it's like desperate times. I'm really counting on the Colorado Avalanche to get a win tonight so we could just feel better for the rest of the week, man. 41 minutes after the hour. I want your text. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Chipper's Lane's poll question of the day is available. Follow me on Twitter, @WholeShow or X, and you can vote there and keep up with me throughout these games. I don't post as much on the Facebook side of things. I do it on X, and I'd love to have you join the network, as they say. Right now, Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I want to thank On the Rocks Liquor, the best liquor store around, the cleanest liquor store around. They've got a great variety in there, making sure they work with a lot of the local distilleries and breweries and all of that. And they have your big box brands, too. So they've really got it all. That's On the Rocks Liquor. They got a drive-through as well. On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. Check them out and tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by Chevron. Let's see. McLean texting in. It would have been nice if Jalen Pickett had more minutes logged this season. Well, that's a Malone thing, right? He doesn't like to play young players. What's the percentage of teams that have won the series when down 0-2 versus a lower seed? I don't know the answer to that one. Versus a lower seed. I've got some numbers for you, though. There has been a lot that have found a way to recover from an 0-2 deficit in the NBA playoffs. That list is actually large, but it's very small as far as the team since 1984 in the NBA to come back from being down 2-0 after dropping two home games. Makes it obviously more complicated to go down 2-0, and then you got to go to their place for two games. Four teams have done that. In 2021, it was the Clippers in the Western Conference first round against Dallas. 2017, Boston did it in the Eastern Conference first round against Chicago. And 2005, Dallas did it against Houston in the Western Conference first round. 1994, Houston did it against Phoenix in the Western Conference semifinals. But the list of teams that have actually recovered from being down 0-2 is 33. But again, the home factor. Four teams have come back after being down 2-0 when they drop the first two at home. So I don't know what the percentage of teams that have won the series when down 0-2 versus a lower seed is. All I know is that it's not good. The chances, the percentage, the history, all of that would tell us that the Nuggets would be in rare territory if they can pull this off. First things first, you got to find a way to send this thing back to Denver. You got to win one. And obviously, if you don't win game three, history tells us another thing. You go down 3-0. Nobody's done it. Nobody's come back from being down 3-0. So game three is, obviously, goes without saying, extremely important. It was just bad all night, man. This was awful. The high we were all on after the Nuggets won a title. Now, that nothing replaces that. It's all about winning championships, and the Nuggets got one. But last night was low. It reminded me of the Suns series when the Suns swept the Nuggets and Joker was, you know, slapped. Wasn't that the Suns series where he reached out and slapped a guy and got in trouble and he got ejected from that? And it was that. I remember that being a bad feeling. Like, wow, the Nuggets just aren't built for these playoffs, man. And they didn't have Jamal in that series. They didn't really have Jamal in this Minnesota series either. 49 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. I'll wrap up hour number one. Coming up in hour two, we got the top story of the day. Also, Kyle Fredrickson's going to join me from the Gazette, and we'll talk about the Avs and the Stars, game one, round two tonight. Need those Avalanche to bring us some good vibes. Desperate need of a win tonight for so many reasons. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back. On your color TV screen, out for all that I can get, if you know what I mean.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Shout out to Aloe Fiber. Life moves fast, just like that game last night when Denver was down by 30. The clock moved fast. Does your current telecom provider keep up? It's time to go gig and ditch the outdated coax cable and choose faster, more reliable services from Aloe. Stop putting yourself through the pain of slow, inconsistent internet speeds and the regular rebooting. Instead, experience the Aloe Fiber difference. Check out Allo online. You can talk to anybody. You can call online at allofiber.com or call them at 970-503-5010. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Chipper's Lane's poll question of the day: should Jamal Murray be suspended for Game 3 after throwing a heat pack onto the court? Yeah, I think he should be. I mean, you are throwing it. If I'll give you this, if they had cleared that up on that possession, and the team and the players were running back down on the other side, away from the Nuggets bench, and Jamal threw that out onto the floor in frustration, still not good, still worthy of a fine. I might be willing to say that they should give him a pass on that. But guys were in there, including his own teammates, and they're jumping up and down, trying to get a rebound, whatever, and he chucks this heat pack onto the floor. A guy could slip on that. If a fan does that, that fan's ejected. Ejected, kicked out, probably never coming back. I don't know if he will, though. You know, enough time has passed, and, you know, it's almost, what, noon? So, I guess no news is good news. It is good news. It's bad news and good. He should be punished. I don't want this team to start getting this kind of a reputation. You want to be nasty? Be nasty playing defense, like Minnesota's doing. You want to be known as a cheap shot team? Not really cheap shot. They're not that. That's not the Nuggets. But a complaining team, sore losing kind of team, tantrums and all that stuff. Then maybe you do need to make an example here. And, I mean, honestly, it's just it was so frustrating. That was kind of just part of it. I thought Malone's timing of running out onto the floor and yelling at the ref in the first quarter wasn't great either. So it was all bad, man. Can they get back? Can they find a way to win Game 3? You win Game 3, and suddenly this series has some juice. This series has some life. But that Nuggets team that we saw last night, and probably the one we've seen for the last six games, that team's not going anywhere against Minnesota. The team that won a title last year? Let's talk about that team. That team could fight back. Top story of the day coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.